Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the second Sabbath that week, as the sun began to dawn toward day one of the week, came Mary of Magdala and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, and the earth shook. Then an angel of Yahweh descended from heaven to the tomb, and came and rolled away the stone, and stood up and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him the guards did quake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said to the woman, Do not fear, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is already alive, even as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord arose. And go quickly and tell his disciples that the Lord is risen from the dead, and he is going before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you. And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear, because they had seen the angel, but with great joy, because the Lord had risen to life. They ran to bring his disciples word. As they were going, Jesus passed before them, saying, Peace, shalom be with you. May Yahweh deliver you. And they came near and bowed down to him and held him by the feet. Then Jesus said to them, Do not fear. Go tell my brothers that they should depart for Galilee. There they shall see me. Now while they were going, some of the guard came into the city, and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave a great amount of money to the horsemen, saying, Say that his disciples came by night, and stole him away while you slept. And if this comes to the ears of Pilate, we will persuade him to leave you alone, and thereby protect you. So they took the money, and did as they were told. And this saying was common among the Jews, and continues until this day. But the 12 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had instructed them. And when they saw him, they bowed down before him. But some doubted him. I, Matthew, also truly saw him in the flesh after the resurrection, and believe that he is. And when he came to Peter and to those who were with Peter, he said to them, Take, feel me, and see that I am not an incorporeal demon. And immediately they touched him and believed. He said to them, Why are you troubled, and thoughts ascend in your hearts? See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle and discern, because the spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. The disciples said to Jesus, We know you will leave us. Who is going to then lead us? Jesus said to them, No matter where you reside, you are to go to James the Just, for whose sake heaven and earth came into being. And when the Lord had given his shroud to a servant of the priest, he went to James and appeared to him. For James had sworn that he would not eat bread from that hour wherein he had drunk the cup of the Lord, until he saw him rising from the dead. Jesus said to James, Bring a table and the bread. And Jesus took up the bread and blessed God, and broke it, and afterwards gave to James the Just, and said to him, My brother, eat your bread, for the Son of Man is risen from them that sleep. And Jesus came to the disciples and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in the heaven and on earth. Go to them and make disciples of all nations in my name, and guard and teach them to carry out forever all things whatever I commanded you. Act as you have seen me act. Instruct people in accordance with instructions I have given you, and be for them what I have been for you. And behold, I am with you until the consummation of the ages. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.